The best urban gospel show airing right now. It's the Reverb Live Show. Playing the hottest in Christian hip-hop and R&B.
You know who it is. It's Royce Lovett. You're listening to DJ Rain and the Reverb Live Show, all right?
What's going on? It's Marty.
And Fernie.
And we're Social Club. Yes, and you're tuned in to
the Reverb Live Show
with DJ Rain.
Hey, it's Jessica Reedy, and you're listening to the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Wow, what's good? This your boy, D1. And right now, you're listening to the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain. You feel me?
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's your boy, Aaron Cole, and you're listening to the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Everybody, this is your man Fred Hammond. You're listening to my man DJ Rain right here on the Reverb Live Show.
What's up? This is Canton Jones, and you're listening to the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Yo, what up with it? It's your boy Bizzle with God Over Money, and you are now listening to the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Reverb Live, your new online gospel show.
Reverb, reverb, and echo through my heart. Bring the beat back, man. Reverb, reverb, well. To me, my flesh is a threat. So Lord, please turn up your effect. Reverb, come on. Reverb, ooh, ooh. Echo through my heart. Yes,
hey, what's up, family? This is DJ Rain. You're tuned into the Reverb Live Show, the syndicated talk show playing the best in Christian hip-hop and urban gospel music. We also give the latest in news, interviews, laughter, and much, much, much more. Hey, I want to thank you for tuning into the show right here, right now on this station or checking out our podcast. But, yo, you got to check out the live show. The live show airs every Tuesday, 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on ReverbLiveShow.com. During the live show, you can post your comments and we'll read them live on the air, making you part of the live show. It's easy. All you got to do is jump on YouTube Live, Facebook Live, or Instagram Live. Post your comments and we'll read them, making you part of our live episode. Hey, and all you got to do is check in with us and we'll check in with you. We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to announce the Reverb Live crew in just a little bit. So don't go anywhere. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Urban gospel show airing right now. It's the Reverb Live Show, playing the hottest in Christian hip hop and R&B.
Worry and anxiety is something that every single one of us deals with. Because life is hard. We tend to revert to worry and anxiety instead of trusting in God.
Does your boy have problems? Yeah. But I live as if I'm not aware. Head high, see me walking around without a care. I am not in fear, even when it is a lot to bear. Cause I'm not alone, see the spirit of my father's here.
He will bench press those burdens I can't lift. He will help fight addictions I can't kick. He repairs brokenness that I can't fix. When I fall, he says, get up, you can't quit.
Feel the gears in my mind turning, cause it's hard to describe. But try wording how the Lord provides for me. He's on his job like it's 9 to 5:30. I know I'm serving a loving father, so why should I worry? He wipes away every tear when I'm hurting. He's spitting dirt and he wiped away my blind fury. I was his enemy, but now I know that I'm surely forgiven. His blood washes over me when I'm dirty.
I ain't worried, nah, nah. What I look like trying to stress out, nah, I ain't worried, nah, nah. I trust in the Lord, know he's looking out. Keep my mind stayed on Jesus. I ain't got no worry, no, 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 I ain't worried. The bag, that's a sum up. God knows everything you need when you need it. Gotta ask, who is it that you believe in? Do you trust in the word and do you read it? Did you know that you were dirt but we breathing? Did you notice every day that he's feeding all the
birds all while he's changing the season. God is not tired, depressed, or defeated. Celebrate every day that you've been breathing. And don't get stressed out on this everyday life. Oh no, cause we know that it ain't gonna last but tonight. Trying to stress out, nah, I ain't worried, nah, nah. I trust in the Lord, know he's looking out. Keep my mind stayed on Jesus, I ain't got no worries. No, 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 I ain't worried.
What are
the Urban Gospel Show. They give you live interviews, the latest news, and topics that keep you tweeting. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Reverb, reverb, and echo through my heart. Bring the beat back, man. Reverb, reverb.
To me, my flesh is a threat. So now please turn up your effect.
Hey, what's up, Reverb family? I'm glad that you joined us on this episode. Got the Reverb Live crew backing me up. We're going to introduce them and check them into the show. And actually, you check in and do the same thing. Reverb Live show, Reverb Live crew, DJ Rain, Professor Tracy. How you doing, girl?
Man, I am doing pretty good. I wanted to... I just wanted to piggyback off of, you know, this situation that happened last week.
That you were wrong in last week?
Oh, here we go.
Oh, boy.
Here we go. Don't let them use you. Don't let them use you. So,
what Karenism happened this week?
No, okay, so not really a Karenism. So, if you didn't listen to the last show, you should. But just real briefly, somebody came out their car to look at my gas pump to see if my meter was actually going because I was sitting in my car. All right.
Which you shouldn't have been. You should be attending your
pump at
all times.
Was it going?
Huh?
Was it going?
It was definitely going. Oh, yeah. I'm not going to just sit at the gas station for fun.
But you can see how if you're sitting in your car, I'm pretty sure you're on your phone.
You don't get a click.
No. Yeah.
And
no,
you would probably got lost and lost track of time and it could have stopped.
It didn't.
And you could just been sitting there, people been waiting
it's
to
not
get
a
gas.
That's not what happened. That's not what happened.
It could happen.
Anyway, so moving on with my check-in. So last week it was almost as if only one person in the whole wide world couldn't see that was a problem. They're sitting across. I had an elbow pointed at them. If you're watching it live. So anyway, this week I had to deposit a check, and I'm in the long line. If you've ever been in a meter, not in a meter. If you've ever been at the bank and been in a long line at the bank. At the teller, you're just waiting to see, you know, what's going on. Some cars are long. Sometimes cars take a shorter period of time. So this time, I was depositing a check. And this particular check, it was a large amount, thank God. And the teller said, sorry, please bear with me. This is my first time. Sorry it's taking so long. I have to get everything cleared. I have to get the check cleared. I have to get all of that stuff taken care of. So I'm like, okay, perfect, cool. I'm sitting in the car just chilling, but I know what's going on. So I started seeing cars behind me pull out, go into the next line, go to the other side, because it's like, oh my goodness, it's taking so long.
It's taking so long. People got things to do.
People got things to do. And I agree with that. But not one of those people got out their car to come see if I'm actually talking to the teller. And that was my whole point. Nobody should ever get out their car to go see if, unless somebody looks like slumped over in the car, don't walk over to nobody's car just to see if they're doing what you think they should be doing. Because you never know what's going on. I'm just saying. I'm just throwing that out there.
Okay.
I wouldn't do it. You know, I'm quite sure most people wouldn't do it, especially in the climate of, you know, what
people
we are
crazy.
In.
People crazy.
Yeah, people are crazy.
You never know what's going on. So you don't walk up to nobody at the teller. Don't walk up to nobody at the gas station. Same thing. Same thing. So anyway.
Also joining the Reverb Live crew, we have a guest co-host, Miss Deidre. Hey, Miss Deidre.
thank you for having me again.
Again, you did
Welcome.
Wonderful. You're great.
Thank you. Okay, since we're talking about lines, so last night we don't do the Valentine's thing in our house, so I took that
That's
time.
Right. Yeah.
We don't do that. Okay. So you know, kudos to the people who do. We don't. We like to save
you
money.
Love your boo 24 hours, 24/7.
We don't need to do that. Also, save all that money for my birthday the next month. Okay. Uh-huh. But we were. I was grocery shopping last night, so I had a cart full. You know how Walmart is. They got one line open or whatever.
Oh my goodness.
And so this man, you know, he was doing a last minute shopping thing, and he seemed to be in a rush, but I really wasn't paying attention behind him. Mind you, I had a full thing of groceries. Mm-hmm. And he's like making passive comments. I was going to let him in front of me.
Oh,
I was, you know, because he only had a couple items or whatever, but he was kind of on the phone like, and this lady, she has a full thing of groceries or whatever. But I really was going to say, go ahead, sir, you can go ahead, you know, and get in front
of
me.
Hold on, let me turn down my
anger. Because I only... But I don't think he knew I could hear him because I had headphones in, but nothing was playing.
Yeah.
But I was going to let him get in front of me.
Wow.
Anyway, I just hadn't turned around and seen how much he had because I did have a pretty, you know, large cart. But he was making some comments, and I'm like, see, now you got to wait.
Now you got to wait.
I could have not been petty and just say, go ahead, sir. You seem like you're in a rush.
Yeah.
But you know what? Next time, I won't do the pettiness that I
Girl, you wasn't
last
petty.
Night.
Let me tell
and
you, that's his problem.
Okay. Because it could have been for his daughter. We don't know.
You can go to a different line.
At Walmart?
Go check out any electronics. Go check out any electronics. Go check out at the pharmacy. But that's not my problem. You only got two items.
Yeah.
You should have gotten to the line before I did.
I was going to let him before. Had I turned around and realized, oh, sir, go ahead. I have a car or whatever. Mm-hmm. You make that come. Now you got to wait.
And I feel you. You know what? People do that all the time. Sometimes I would do it. You know, it's good to have the heart to, you know, allow somebody else to go up in front of you. Mm-hmm. But when you acting like that, baby, I'm going to invite all my friends. Oh, you still got, come on, you can front skip. Y'all ever did that in school?
You don't let somebody front to the cart. Yeah.
That's right. Oh, you know what? I forget. You know what? You need to check out. And
I'm
going
to take a while my wallet to find my card.
No, you got
to
say, no, that particular item costed $3.99.
Can we do a price check?
Exactly.
On the grapes.
People got to chill out with being impatient and expressing that to other people.
And expecting people to do things for you. It's like, you know, I really was going to do it, but now I really don't want to.
And then at the end of all that, pay with a check.
Never mind. Actually, I want to pay with my card.
Yeah. You know what? Let me find one of these old cards that don't really work no more.
Let me put $20 on this card.
Right.
$15. And I want to put $3 in cash.
People will be mad.
The cashier. He's gonna be like, oh my gosh.
So we are coming up on when we came out of Valentine's weekend. I'm a person that's not big on Valentine's weekend. I'm agreeing with you.
Thank you.
But the problem is, my wife is big on Valentine's.
You gotta agree. You gotta agree on that.
It's like I gotta do something, right? And so I was like, yo, I don't like going out on Valentine's because even Valentine's weekend. Mm-hmm. Because the lines are long.
Right.
The service is horrible. You're going to take a long time to get your food. And it's still a pandemic out there. Like, people breathing all over stuff in the restaurant. I don't want to be in a space cooped up with pandemic all around me. So I said, hey, why don't we do something a couple days before Valentine's, like a pre-Valentine's dinner. So we went out to like this little restaurant, nothing fancy. And we just ate something, and we ate it outside. We took a lunch break. We had some time to sit, talk, catch up. You know, we got kids, so we don't have us time. So we did that, and it was great. And I was like, yes, I'm out of
here. One more year down.
Yes. But then she actually made a good point. Like, actually, on Valentine's Day, she called me. She was upstairs in a room watching something, and I was downstairs in the living room watching something. She said, how come we're not in the same room watching some type of comedy or some type of rom-com or something? And we could be having an at-home date. And I was like, you know what? That's a great idea. Let's do that next year.
And you save money.
Let's do that next year.
Tracy has left the group.
Oh, my goodness. But I did. I did get a card.
Okay.
She wasn't even expecting a card. I slipped her card at 11:45 at night. I bought it earlier that day, but I just forgot. Like, oh, snap, the card. I got to give it to her. So, you know, I put something.
But did you say, that's nice, but let's do it next year? Did you say that? Please, please tell me you thought it.
No,
brain.
I thought it.
Okay, cool. Thank
so
God.
You didn't actually go and watch the movie?
No, I didn't watch it. I stayed. My show was on. But her show was on. She didn't come and watch it with me.
You watched it with her. her.
She can watch it with me.
Both of y'all could have paused y'all movies
and watch something together.
Yeah.
And watch something together. People, we hope you don't pause this episode and go listen to anything else. Stick right here where you got it. Reverb Live Show. When we come back, we got the Reverb Word of the Day right after this. And then we'll check in with you. We got a lot of people checking into the live show. We'll check in with you right after this. The Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
On a plane and fly you to the islands. I'm like, hey, who got my heart for forever? It's you. Who held me down, made me better? It's you. Was slipping in my eyes, had me tripping. I was living like I didn't recognize. It's a privilege, but true. Love is hard to find in this day and time. People lying, don't nobody want to be tied down. But you got me on a roast for it. It's a rap, so you know I probably wrote for it. Yeah, I'm old school like gazelles with the fat laces. I still believe in chivalry, it's that basic. I open up the door of my heart, let you in while my man Montel sing his part like.
I've been stumbling over my feet, yeah. All over my world.
Oh,
interviews, and laughter. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Then are ready for this one.
Put your Bible in the hand, Bible in the hand, put your Bible in the hand, Bible in the hand, put your Bible in the hand, Bible in the hand, put your Bible in the hand, Bible in the hand, put your 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 Bible in the hand.
Okay. Reverb Live Show, Reverb Live Crew in the building, DJ Rain.
Trace the professor, it's Deidre.
On the building for you, man. Shouts out to my man, King D3. D3, what's up, man? What's up, man? What's up, man? Out on leave. Let's get into this Reverb Word of the Day. Before we do that, let's check in and see who's checking in to the live show. I got a couple people checking in on my end. Oh, now you playing. I got Miss Sheena B. Encouraged, Miss Chi-Town, Mr. Chi-Town Low Dog. He's checking into the show. Sue Ann Marie Hines checking into the show. Raylan Jr., he's saying, hey, y'all, God bless y'all. He's checking into the show. Ada. AP Divine. What's up, AP? Can't hate on AP. And Taste of Trinity are checking into the live show.
Y'all ready for the Reverb Word of the Day?
I'm ready. I want to hear. I'm sitting in anticipation. Like, I just want to hear some good word of the Lord.
Well, we have 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 6, well, through 7, in this season of love, or celebrating love, rather. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 14 through 7, it says, love is patient. You remember that time we was all asking those questions last week, like, what is your view of love? That's one of those questions. And so here's the answer in the Word of God. Love is patient. Love is kind. It doesn't envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrong. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always, not sometimes, always protects, always trusts, always hopes, and always perseveres. Love never fails. I'm just saying, that's the Word of God. So when they say, hey, what's that, when you out there, some of y'all, I mean, I'm in the studio with two married folks, but if y'all out there and you're trying to date somebody and they ask you, what is your opinion of love? Love is, and you better tell them 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
Better tell them that. And that scripture is used so much when people kick off weddings or...
Weddings.
It's always in there. It's even sometimes at funerals for some reason. I've heard that scripture.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, hey, that's been your Reverb Word of the Day. We got a great show, great show lined up. I think bottom of the hour, we're going to come and talk to you about some Reverb news. We got some, I don't know if you all watched the Super Bowl, Tracy.
I did, because I have to watch the halftime, always.
Okay, Deidre, did you watch the Super Bowl?
I was asleep.
Oh, my goodness. Did your husband stay up and watch the Super Bowl?
He did.
And you left him?
I'm early. I go to bed about 8:30.
How old are you?
8:30?
85.
And dress.
Oh man, but it was a great game. We'll talk about that and the halftime performance. That's actually pretty good. And also the NFL Gospel Fest with the cipher. And also we'll talk about some. I think Miss Charlene from IG's got a word to say about love. And we're gonna talk about sin and hooking up. We're gonna talk about that all in the second half of the show. Don't go anywhere. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
You're tuned into the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rank, playing the hottest in Christian hip-hop and R&B.
Yeah, girl, you so special, you make a bro want to sing, you know what I mean?
What you mean I can't sing?
This is a little love song for all my gentlemen.
classy ladies. If you a player out there, sit your tail down somewhere and grow up.
We could be more, lady, we could be more. We can be more, lady, we could be more.
Yeah, if you step in, God heal my heartache. And this is way past lust, no prom date. And we can be a sweet aroma, strange. And they can call us outcast, Andre. Told my boys, yeah, catch me, I'm falling. You on my team even when I ain't ballin'. You were patient with your boy in the worst case. I was like 9-11, the worst date. You've been running through my mind, first place. Those other girls stay weak like Thursday. This is gentlemen's music, boys to men. I'm done with that player's life, born again. We'll be joined in body and soul, heart and mind, money and time. If she's chocolate or vanilla or your butterscotch cream, she the only one for you, she should make you want to spin.
She girl, you know I love you so much.
You know I love you so much.
This is more than
you will never
be us.
Become us.
I know they're just friends.
We can be more, lady. We can be more. We can be more, lady. We can be more. You got me feeling like a sixth grader, that's for show. Do you wanna be my wife? Check yes or no. It's hard to stay pure in this dirty world. Everybody wants them a little dirty girl. They consult the pigs for a quick referral. They looking for the shells when they have a pearl. You could be Coretta, I could be a king. We could get together, we can have a dream. I could be the Rev, you could be Justine. We could walk this way or we could run as a team. And you ain't got a one day in your mind. God's on that side, I see the ribbon in the sky. Now tell them jokers bye-bye. You found real love, Mary J. Blige. If you know love is more than a ring, grab your lady by the hand, this will make you want to sing.
She girl, you know I love you so much.
You know I love you so much.
This is more than love.
This is more than love.
You will never be us.
You will never become us.
She girl,
I know
they're just friends.
We're just friends. We can be more, lady. We can be more. We can be more, lady. We can be more. A lifelong fight, that's what marriage is. Make love, not war, like a terrorist. My playboy past is so embarrassing, but your love got me going crazy, call a therapist. Yeah, girl, you know it's a problem when you got me feeling lines from the song Solomon. Yeah, you got a classy appeal, but you're also so fine, I just gotta keep it real. I know beauty is a lie, peacocks may try, they don't know you fly. Yeah, now go ahead and touch the sky and bring my heart back when it's time to swing by. Yeah, clap, you make a brother wanna sing. Step, you make a brother wanna sing. We can be more, lady, we can be more. We can be more, lady, we can be more. Yeah, now look that lady in the eye. Yeah, now look that lady in the eye. Tell her we can be more, lady, we can be more. We can be more, lady, we can be more.
Let's get to the point.
Inspiring, informative, and entertaining. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
You don't seem to understand something.
The best urban gospel show airing right now. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Hey, what's up? This is Miss Tashkat. You're listening to Reverb Live, the new urban gospel talk show, giving you the latest news, live interviews, and the hottest gospel music.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Take a deep breath in and let go of the time you and your son played basketball and you attempted to slam dunk. Or when you hit that piñata into your neighbor's yard. Let it go.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Every day across America, excess food is gathered by a network of good people at local food banks, giving hope to millions of children who struggle with hunger. They've earned their wings, and you can too. Together, we can solve child hunger. Support Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
The Urban Gospel Show.
That gives you live interviews, the latest news, and topics that keep you tweeting. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Yeah.
Reverb Live Show. Reverb Live Crews in the building. DJ Rain.
Master Minister Tracy.
We got Deidre.
Ah. she said something. There you go.
There you go.
People, we got a great show lined up for you. Coming up at this bottom half of the Reverb Live Show, we're going to talk about the cost of sin and hooking up.
Okay. Yep.
Yes. We got Miss Charlene coming on. We have her Instagram message that was put out there. Very funny Christian comedian. We'll play that clip for you a little bit later. But we got this Reverb headline news, and I don't know if you out there, if you watched the Super Bowl. There's a lot of things that happened.
Great game.
I guess I was rooting for the team that just,
underdogs.
Yeah, I guess the underdog. I don't know who was the underdog. I think it was
both
the Bengals.
Of them, to me,
they never won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, sorry.
But they made
How
it.
Do I know this? I don't even watch. I'm surprising myself right now.
Flesh and blood did not reveal that to you.
But there was a lot of things that happened on the gospel side of things for the Super Bowl. First of all, Mary.
Had a
performance which was amazing. Mm-hmm. They sang "Lift Every Voice and Sing." That was actually pretty dope. And I didn't see the performance. Did you actually see the performance?
I didn't catch it live, but good old YouTube caught me up. So I did get to see. I get to see their "Lift Every Voice and Sing." You saw it as well. Pretty good.
I was like, "Come on, Erica with the blonde."
Yeah. Little shimmer body suit.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Let me see. What else happened for?
Okay,
for
so that we as had well? The 23rd annual Super Bowl Gospel Celebration.
So many people didn't
even know that existed. I don't know. It just, you think main halftime show. Mm-hmm. You think that's it for the entertainment? But they've been doing this since 1999. They have the NFL.
Wait, so they have something for the Saints?
Yeah.
All the time.
For the past 23 years since 99.
Wow. Nice.
So they end up having like the NFL team. They get together, do their little gospel, you know, situation.
They do their gospel stump. Yeah. What people say stump.
And you know, a lot of them probably really do have voices. You think they are limited to just sports or whatever, but some of them anointed. They may have an anointed voice.
Well, I need an anointed one in my age range that can sing and play football.
Yeah.
My mind.
Is that what you're looking for? The gospel athlete thug.
Yes.
You
got a lot of stuff on your list.
With a beard.
Do we need goals?
He don't have to have goals.
Did you watch it? Did you get a chance to catch it?
I did. And what I noticed about that, I forgot the lady's name who was leading the whole thing. But the guys that
Sarah
were
Jakes
there,
Roberts?
That hosted that the gospel work.
Yeah, DC Young Fly.
I do have a problem with that. First of all, I understand they're trying to reach a different demographic.
Right.
Okay, I get it. But this guy, the first thing he said, yeah, I know I'm known for dropping the F-bombs. So this is the representation that you're going to put in front of people for a guy that's known for dropping F-bombs, and you're going to make him the host of the Super Bowl Gospel Fest.
But he didn't drop one, though.
He didn't. But you know what I mean?
It's just that he's known for doing it.
But how many people out there that have had a great pedigree, such as...
Who else would be a good person in that slot?
It was very random. When I saw him, I'm like, I don't understand the matchup, how they put those two together.
At least put Snoop Dogg up there. At least he made a gospel album. That's a whole nother topic.
And I got to give it to Sarah Jake Roberts. She did a wonderful job leading the thing. She had several outfit changes, which you're supposed to do, I guess, now in these things. Performance was great. I'm also geeked about the unashamed rappers. Led by Lecrae, and Lecrae didn't even take shine.
Yeah,
he said, "Yo, we're gonna show y'all how the Saints spit," and then went to fall back to the background. Shout outs to DJ Mike LV, who's on Reverb Live Show. Shout outs to AI the Anomaly, not Kyle, John Keith, Wande, No Big Deal, and 1K Few, who all performed. They did a great job. Did you catch any of the gospel cipher?
I did.
What'd you think about it?
I thought it was pretty unique. It was nice. We already know that the Saints in the church can be very critical of rap and hip hop.
That genre of music,
And so just to have great diversity, the rappers and their styles were diverse, their images were diverse, mm-hmm. what they looked like was diverse, mm-hmm. And they were diverse in sex. So they had some male and females yeah. rocking it, and I love that.
Mix it up. And I like the fact that not everybody was on the same label. They had people from different labels that come on and perform. So it was pretty cool.
Yeah. I gotta do a shout out for Wande. She was my favorite one. She was my top two. I was like, well, that girl's cold.
She's
right there.
It.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She was nice with it.
She's good. And of course, there was the game. Great game. Yeah. Love the game. Halftime show.
That's what I live for.
Tracy, did you like the halftime show?
I did like the halftime show. Okay. I think they did a really good job. I only have maybe two
critiques.
Yeah, two types of critiques about it. Number one is Mary J is so versatile. I think that they should have done maybe a mix of three of her
medley of hits.
Like it with Method Man, like Shorty, I'm here for you anytime you need. You know, uh-oh. Like you're all I need. You know that kind of song.
Should've
you know,
give me some fine.
Give me something. So I think they should have did like
Real Love.
Yes,
man.
Those three songs,
classics.
Right there.
That's
just
all you need.
Mix those three, but they gave her they allow her to just play do that song, and I thought it could have been better. But she still did a great job and passed out at the end. I love that fall out at the end, like boom. She was dressed bad. Now I love it.
Like the boots.
Yes. My second critique is, I feel like they should have done a better tribute to Tupac. I feel like Tupac, he is a staple.
And he's the epitome of LA. West Coast.
West Coast rap, LA.
Look, that place would have exploded.
It would have exploded.
If Tupac hologram showed up.
His hologram. Like, a hologram, a picture of him, mm-hmm. or they would have had maybe somebody come out and rap his lyrics.
They could have had like a bunch of Tupac lookalikes or something
on
the stage.
Or maybe a kid to come out and do something that kind of represented it.
Nice.
I thought I felt like they didn't do Tupac justice for the whole shine to be focused on LA and have a bunch of LA
to be
artists.
LA and West Coast and California. And matter of fact, I'm surprised they didn't call Ice Cube in to do at least one track.
Ice Cube, exactly.
He's still alive. He's West Side.
Now, I don't know if there's anything they have anything to do with maybe the reason why they didn't. Maybe they wanted to do more but couldn't because of copyright stuff,
yeah.
maybe.
Time constraints.
Time, you know. But, you know, you make time for people
for people of that caliber.
For people of that caliber.
Provided so much for that genre of music during that time.
But they also couldn't go all out. This is still, you know, family television. You got a lot of people that was critiquing it and saying it was, you know, thug life and gang violence.
This is true.
You know,
this is true. So they were known for that on
the
West Coast.
With people on Facebook, I had half that liked it, half that didn't like it. They had to ease us in. And even Snoop Dogg, Crip Walking, people were very upset about because they said it's celebrating gang life. But that's what we know.
When it's part of culture, not necessarily a gang at this point. It's more embedded in the culture. Because they had the crump dancers.
Like a dance, you know?
They were doing a crump dance.
Yeah, I don't know if people caught that, but they were doing dances that originated from over there. Yeah. Now that was one part of my complaint was that now, as far as me seeing the art, it was cool to see those artists perform again and singing those classic hits. But then I thought it was just one dimensional. It's kind of one side. Like you only the Super Bowl and people that watch the Super Bowl aren't hip hop people. Like there's hip hop, there's pop, there's country. Like mix it up
a
little bit.
You know what? Think about what happened last year. Who did they have last year? I can't forget.
Oh,
the
I didn't even like that.
But it was all pop. What?
The Weeknd.
Oh yeah.
Everybody doesn't listen to the Weeknd. Probably everybody who they catered to this year never listened to the Weeknd like that.
Yeah.
You know. So this year they're probably like, yes, finally some music we know. You know, and they can actually vibe to it as opposed to listening to the Weeknd or whatever you know genre that they kind of focus on each year. I'm just saying, you know, this year was, you know, the black year.
I was going to say
rap year.
Some years ago, I just feel like they're just now becoming recent where they're catering to the urban crowd.
Okay,
because when they were popping out with Maroon 5, we didn't know we was getting snacks in the kitchen.
Yeah,
so
I left.
You don't pay attention. So I think now, I mean, we can have a little something.
But there were Super Bowls that you can. There's some artists that transcend culture, like Prince for one.
Right.
Everybody loves Prince. Bruno Mars. Everybody loves Bruno Mars.
But they already did them. So now who we got left?
This is true.
That's what
I'm saying.
This
is true. But artists like them could have been a better representation of what everybody would like.
They already did Janet. They already did Michael.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. Even Beyonce was on the fence. They said that was a little too.
Yeah, that was
know.
A little. Yeah.
I'm just saying. And they've done Beyonce before. Beyonce has been in a group with others, and she's also done her own show. I'm just saying.
I guess
it's time for the rappers
for
come out
for the urban.
It's time for the city trends to come through.
Well, people, that's been your Reverb headline news. We're gonna take a quick break. When we come back, we gotta play this clip from Miss Shirley. And we got to talk about this topic.
Miss Charlene.
How you say it?
Miss Charlene.
When we come back, we'll do that. It's a Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
It's the Reverb Live Show. Playing the hottest in Christian hip-hop and R&B.
Women trying to hold you down. Listen, I'll be honest, they get kind of wild. Throwing parties in my section when I'm out of town. I know I used to run the streets, baby. I was out there trying to hustle, making sure that we could eat, baby. I did my dirt, but now I'm clean, lady. We fit together like a puzzle, ain't nobody else for me, baby. Let me come through. I can do what nobody else do for you. Let me prove everything I gotta prove. Go on, make a move, you know I'ma act a fool for you.
I'm a rapper, you ride a wrong, baby.
Burning all these bridges, misbehaving, going crazy. I've been really out here praying, thinking lately. I ain't acting right, I know the way my mama raised me. I ain't mean no disrespect, I did you bad, mommy. But now I really need you bad, mommy. Lay you down in Puerto Rico in the beach off in the sand, mommy. And you the only one can handle me. Listen, let me come through. I can do what nobody else do for you. Let me prove everything I gotta prove. Go on, make a move, you know I'ma act a fool for you.
Y'all going to hell for fornicating with your boo. I hope it's worth it. I really hope that little bitty balloon and that Family Dollar teddy bear is worth it. Y'all don't even know the Valentine's Day bump y'all up 100 points. Y'all ain't doing but bop, 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 bop on the hell list. Y'all getting closer and closer all because you want to pop your tail on Valentine's Day. Go ahead! Go ahead! Enjoy yourself. But enjoy that slow simmer. That slow simmer when your time comes. Don't be hollering about it's hot. Ooh, can I get some water? You wouldn't get no water when you was bop, bop, bopping. Huh, pop, popping.
It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Ray.
Reverb. Reverb. And echo through my heart. Bring the beat back, man. Reverb. Well, reverb. Well, to me now.
still tripping off this thing that we played for Miss Charlene.
That's hilarious.
Oh, man. What she said, you weren't asking for water
when you were popping. Enjoy that slow simmer.
Yes.
Reverb Live crew, Reverb Live crew is in the building, man. DJ Rain.
Hot Sauce Tracy.
And it's Deidre.
Oh,
she started
man.
Off in that poem, though. That was hilarious. And I was like, well, I thought she was going to stay in, like, the poem, the rhyming feel, but she just went off like a church mother, like what church mothers do.
Roses are red and hot sauces, too.
I love it. Good job.
But she had a, she raised an interesting topic, the cost of sin.
Yeah, the cost of sin, the cost of this Valentine's, too. Yeah.
I don't know, people want to have that Valentine's experience, mm-hmm. and they want to go out and do what they see on television,
right,
and on these shows that are orchestrated and that are fake and that are planned and that are just fabricated, and they try to do it. And you might not, just people might not even have a boo, but they want to go get one
just for that.
So that's going to cost you something.
Yeah.
And for those that are out there during Valentine's that want to do something for their boo, that's even costing them something. Price of everything for Valentine's is going up. When I mean up, it's going up seriously.
Oh, yeah. We have Yahoo Finance was talking about how the National Retail Federation has estimated that Valentine's Day, the spending is expected to reach $23.9 billion this year, up $21 billion from 2021.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of money.
Me and DJ Rain, we're not a part of that.
I don't contribute to that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
It is the second highest year on record. The second highest year on record, according to an anniversary survey.
Now, what I will do is buy some Valentine's stuff the day after Valentine's Day.
50% off.
Half off.
Go to the Dollar Tree. I'm sorry, the $1.25 store now.
Why are people so mad about this extra 25 cents?
They're not loyal. Dollar Tree's not loyal.
My mom talks about them every time. I go, Dollar Tree, them charge me 25 cents extra. Well, it's $1.20. It's just 25 cents. May not care. It's a Dollar Tree.
Right.
My mom's Jamaican people.
But it's just one of those things where you can, you know, Valentine's costs us a lot of money, especially this year in this inflated economy, but it also can cost you a lot of heartache and pain if you are trying to touch back and reach back to a old boo. You only answer the phone. I was having a conversation with one of the college students that we were like ministering to. The young lady was like, yeah, her ex-boyfriend, you know, called her, and we were like, well, did you answer? She said, well,
yes.
Right. Well. And so that means you did. And so I'm like, okay, so what was the conversation about? Because we all in here, inquiring minds, want to know. Yeah. Well, she was just like, it wasn't really a conversation. So I was like, well, why did you answer the phone? Do you want to be with this guy? Do you want to talk to him? No, but it's just something about Valentine's Day that makes you want to say, respond to every text message, respond to every like, respond to every interest. When it's just the momentum of the season.
Yeah.
Now, Deidre, you said that you and your husband don't do the whole Valentine's thing. Well, when you were single and you were, you know, just growing up, did you do Valentine's Day with anything, with your boyfriends? Have all these elaborate gifts?
No, I literally never did it. So I thought, you know, why when I get married should I start it now? It would be weird for me. But even when I was dating, I don't know. Maybe I just got lucky. I was never sucked in by what I saw on Valentine's Day. It was just kind of cheesy to me. I didn't see the point.
So would guys give you stuff?
Oh, yeah, they would give me stuff. Absolutely.
You would take it?
Yeah, I would take it. It'd be awkward.
I thought you don't celebrate Valentine's Day.
I don't, but if you bought me, you know, you bought me some chocolates
if
or a bear,
about me, yeah,
it was
there you
awkward.
Go.
But I'm not going to lie, this is going to sound very bad. If I was dating, I typically will break up with them right before.
You were that girl.
I didn't want that kind of pressure on me. Wow. You know what I'm saying? You know, so
I'm sure some of our listeners out there can definitely identify.
I knew that's what she did.
Right. Even when I was dating, to this point now, I just don't believe the hype. Like, I'm not going to purposely spend money on this day. Mm-hmm. We could have did this last week. We could have did this 2 weeks from now.
I know one of the things that I was thinking of as I was driving down streets and waiting at stoplights and walking through stores, that, wow, if somebody bought one of these items that they're selling on the corner, mm-hmm. or at one of the tents on the street where you ride by the gas station or inside of the grocery store or something like that, that means everybody has the same thing. And in my mind, I would think, you know, if I'm celebrating Valentine's Day, I would want whatever the gift is to be unique. I don't want one of those quick flyby, let me hurry up and get one of these.
But come on. It's the gesture, though. It's
just get this box of chocolate. Everybody get a box of chocolate. Don't acknowledge it then. Don't do it.
What else would you get?
Nothing. I'd rather you just give me a cash app. Cash app?
That's right.
Because I can do whatever I want with cash app. But Bible says that money answers all things. Money answers all things. But it's just one of those, like, man, everybody has the flower off the corner. Mm-hmm. I don't want that flower. You know, because it's like, oh, let me hurry up and get that.
But that's why you got to know your significant other. You know what I'm saying? So guys may get their girlfriend's bear and chocolate flowers because that's what they like. Mm-hmm. You may want a box of
crab
chicken wings.
Legs.
Hey, there you go.
There you go. Let's get a box of crab legs. There we go.
But that would be, you know, your gift. We could put it in a heart box.
But see, that's thoughtful.
Right.
But if you just grab me one of these little 99-cent flowers
just
off
to
the
shut
corner.
You up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I did something.
Okay. Tracy, let me throw this at you.
I'm in trouble.
You finally get a boo, mm-hmm. right? And it happens that Valentine's Day comes around the corner, mm-hmm. and he's just not that guy. Like, he's not going to, he doesn't do that stuff. And matter of fact, he give you scripture to back it up. Are you still going to be expecting him to do something for you for Valentine's Day?
First of all, the Bible says iron sharpens iron. Mm-hmm. So he going to have to come with, don't come with the wood now. He's going to come with the real iron. All right? But if he brings me a gift, I'm not going to, like, shove it in his face.
No, he ain't got, he doesn't do Valentine. He's not bringing you a gift.
I mean, that's fine. That's fine if we... I'm not a big Valentine's person.
Oh, okay.
Myself.
Okay.
The
okay.
only time that I really did Valentine's or Valentine's Day was when I was a kid, and you go buy the little candies
right.
with a little heart
Same.
On the pack,
oh,
and you
yeah,
write
yeah,
it for your classmates.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, and you pass it out, and everybody's passing out stuff. So that's one of the things for Valentine's Day that I would think about. But, you know, I would be on the whole tip of, you know, 24/7, 90 days, 365 days a year. That's
right.
my Valentine.
But wait, this is just Tracy, and this is just Deidre.
Yeah.
For the ladies who actually, because this is for you,
yeah.
that actually like Valentine's Day,
okay.
that wants it and require it, you don't feel like a man should at least oblige. That's what she wants.
And
like, you don't find it important, but if she does, okay, I will acknowledge it for you, boo.
That's
I feel
right.
like women can say no, we don't want that, and that's why my husband like, cool. But if I was like, babe, I really want to do Valentine's this year, he'll probably look at me crazy and be like, all right, come on, we can go
yeah.
get a little something. Okay. I'm putting you on Front Street. I'm just asking.
Now that I hear it.
Because it seems like now women just take whatever the man just throw at him.
Right.
Well, he ain't that kind of guy, so
down,
don't pressure him to do it.
You know, deep down, she might want it. So I feel like it's okay for a woman to say if she'll want it, cool, we ain't got to spend no money.
Yeah.
But, you know, if she like, I'm really into this.
You know, if my wife came to me like, hey, Arane, you know what? We've had a rough couple of years, and we've kind of skipped out on something. We had some life-changing moments, and we never really had time to sit down and just celebrate. Can we just do Valentine's this year? I'm like, you know what? Okay.
Next year.
We can do it next year.
I don't believe you. I'm going to text your wife and say, can you call in?
Just weigh in on this.
Right?
That's tough. If she really wants it, you know what? It'd be good if she told me ahead of time, not like 2 days before. Because
okay, so
if we're going to do something, let me do it my way. Let me plan something my way. Like, I know you want... If anything, I know she likes to be surprised. So let me
so
give you my
not,
surprises.
It's not like your way.
No,
you're really saying, I want to put my love,
my thoughts,
and show how much I appreciate you, and that take time.
Yes.
That's what you're
saying. Because
I'm going to
have to
clean
something.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, clean it up.
Yeah.
Maybe I said it wrong.
Yeah,
but
I love
I,
so
I don't
much
want to go to like the typical restaurant thing. For the all the reasons, we don't like bad service. We don't like to wait in lines. We don't like bad food. That's just, both of us don't like that. Mm-hmm. So why put ourselves up for that? Why
you
don't
just
we do something
some
different?
Yeah.
I'm gonna put some thoughts in. We're gonna do
okay.
something different.
Yeah.
That ain't what I said.
It didn't sound like that's how you was going
it
towards
like you gonna get
it.
Get what you gonna get?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not what I meant. Thank
that's
you.
What
that's
it sounded
that's
like.
Not what
okay. We got your back.
That is not what I meant. But for those out there, look, if you may be out there, I don't want to say looking for love, mm-hmm. but around this time, people are. Mm-hmm. And And the cost of that, like what Miss Charlene said, just for that one hot moment of passion,
right,
with maybe someone that's maybe
for that little
even...
balloon, that little balloon, and that teddy bear.
It's not worth it.
Yeah.
Just wait. Don't awaken love too soon. Mm-hmm. Or you could be dating somebody. Y'all could have started dating in January. Mm-hmm. Oh, here comes February. Don't put pressure on each other.
Why you break up with them right then?
Just perform
right before.
And to do all these amazing things. Don't awaken a love too soon. Let it take time to build and get there. Mm-hmm. And that's what the reason.
Don't get in trouble with God. And don't get in trouble with your finances either.
Because
sometimes it just may not be in a budget. Just like some of the other holidays, like Christmas. Some kids put a whole bunch of emphasis on, Mommy, I want this. Daddy, I want that. I mean, parents, and then parents go broke for it. And then you have this holiday that comes right around, and then you have the husband or the wife or your significant other. It's just like, oh, you ain't do nothing. You don't care about me. You ain't
looking
care about that
grass.
Right, looking at other people. Yes.
She got a hotel with flowers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for real?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's good. I'm glad she doesn't compare me like that. I don't know if she does in her mind, like, well, how come he didn't do it? But she didn't tell me about it. But I'm glad she does not put me under those type of stuff.
Pressure. But I got to tell y'all about this before we go. There's a couple that said a woman, she's a very famous woman. I won't say her name because, you know, but she's a popular young lady. And her husband never really bought any gifts for her. Every time her birthday came around, Christmas came around, Valentine's.
Oh, he got out of all of that?
Mm-mm. He never really did nothing for her. It was just like, okay, here's a card. Okay, here's, you know, whatever. So she told her friends about it and it was just like, you know, nothing. And so she said this particular year, he gave her a box and she came into the room and saw it was a box on the bed. And so she opened the box and said, oh, okay, he gave me an umbrella. It was an umbrella on the inside. And she was like, okay, well, these guys, he gave me an umbrella. And so she got the card and she opened up the card and she starts to read it and stuff started falling out. She looks and it says, I hear it rains in Paris. Ooh. I hear it rains in Paris. And what fell out was tickets to Paris.
Oh.
Which he did it big. He outdid himself. Mm-hmm. On this particular gift, but it was just like, you know, he had time to really think about it, you know, and show and express his love and how he wanted to give, you know, something important to his wife. So,
and he did it next year. Good things happen next year.
We're coming back to you next year. See what
we're gonna have to
check on
this.
Check on.
Remember this date.
People, we hope you had a good time and listen to the Reverb Live Show. Look, if you missed any part of this episode, if you want to catch up on of our past episodes, please check us out on our podcasting platforms, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, Google Podcasts, or anywhere you can listen and stream podcasting platforms. We are there. Do a search for Reverb Live Show. Like, subscribe, and share.
And if you have any questions, topic ideas, or you just want to show us some love, hit us up at info@reverbliveshow.com. We'd love to hear from you.
People, that's it for this episode. But stay tuned. Stick around. Another hour could be on the way. Or press play on our next podcast. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Can't get enough of the Reverb Live Show? Listen to our podcast, available on ReverbLiveShow.com and on iTunes. Have you liked us yet? Connect with the Reverb Live Show today. Like us on Facebook and follow at Reverb Live Show on Twitter and Instagram.
You're tuned into the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain, playing the hottest in Christian hip-hop and R&B.